You're listening to Comedy Dynamics Daily.
I don't have any children, you know. Maybe, we'll see. I waited. No. No. I meant we'll see if I have some, not... There's no little light-skinned kid in Amsterdam going, huh. No, it's just... But I waited to have kids because I'm from the hood, and my mother had me so young that I wanted to fix it, you know? Yeah, I wanted to fix it to make her a grandmother at the right age. I was trying to clean up the timeline a little bit. Yeah, because my mother is only 15 years older than me, and that's a little snug. You could say it's snuggy, you know? It's not bad, though. The good thing is, she could never play the back-in-my-day card. Because I was there. I used to help her with her homework. Ma, you got to carry the one. How many times I got to tell you this? I still remember the day my grandmother sat me and my mother down on the couch and told us there was no Santa Claus. And we... cried. That was a tough day for us both, yeah. My biggest fear is that when she gets older, I can't take care of her anymore, right? Gotta take her to a nursing home, and we're on our way there. She's 90, and I'm 75. And then we get there, and they make me stay. Like, well, man, by the time you get home, it'll be time to come right back. You might as well just... just kick it here. So like I tell you, my grandmother raised me, beautiful lady. We had a nickname for her. We called it Go-Go. I don't know why. It's not like she ever went. You know what I mean? Love Go-Go, man. We were like, that's my heart right there. But, you know, she had funny ways about it. Like, every time Go-Go burned rice, which was every time Go-Go cooked rice, it was always my fault that she burned the rice. You know, like, I'm playing video games, she comes walking in. I say, hey, Go-Go. She's like, boy, you're trifling. What? You mean to tell me you're sitting right in here and you can't smell the rice burning? Sorry, I thought you had that. I thought that was your thing. Goes on and on, almost a daily occurrence. I'm outside playing, still happens. I'm outside, Go-Go calls me up. I run upstairs, we're on the fifth floor. I run upstairs, hey, Go-Go, what's up? Boy, you're trifling. What? She's like, you mean to tell me you right outside and you can't see the smoke coming out the window? This happens all the time. I grow up, I move away, I go to college, right? I get a call in my dorm, pick up the phone, it's Go-Go. Hey, Go-Go, boy, you're trifling. Like, Go-Go, listen, I'm 100 miles away from you, okay? I can't see it, I can't smell it. She said, turn to channel 6. It's funny, but technically, you're laughing at my grandmother's house burning down. I just want to let you know that's... No, it's okay. It didn't happen. It's exaggerated for the joke.
If you like what you hear, please subscribe to the Comedy Dynamics YouTube channel and follow us on social media for daily stand-up comedy clips and more. Comedy Dynamics Daily is produced by Brian Volkweiss, Brian Adams, Rachel East, and Stuart Lindbergh. Comedy Dynamics is a division of the Nacelle Company. Thank you for listening.